It was down in South Texas, a little place we have down there called Camp Howdy. We were sitting around in the campfire one night, kind of surprising ourselves. Went out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines. Comes a dude of an hombre. He's got dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He's got a beaver skin hat, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He's got endangered species all over his body. Takes one look at us and he falls face down in the campfire. And he sucks up all the flames. Spits out a live coal, blows out a smoke ring, looks at us and says, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies? We're vegetarians." I said, "Veggie you what? You boys need to come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We'll fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. Pulled on our cotton drawstring yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving all day long like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, whose name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across the bean field to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from behind the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Does this thing fly?" He just smiled. "What are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down to the river. I'm sending the technology to this turkey. I turned to old Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zany like quality of his manner. He just smiled and handed me something that looked like New York City Times rolling into the town. With a fuse that blown in, and the fuse was lit. And it popped the other into my mouth and blew on the fuse. And spiritual sport can never take on a new dimension. I turned dimension this dimension to old Beauregard. And he just smiled. And he handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, there I spied a raggedy green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looks over at me, his eyes lit with confidence and love. And he said, "You drive." So I grabbed hold of the wheel and I pulled back. A miracle, the right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Thank you. Yeah!